At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Before you ask what's on in the studio today, why, it's the Championship League, if I'm saying it right. It's not the Champions League, where like it's Paris Saint-Germain against Real Madrid or Outer Milan, if you know, you know. No, it's like the second division. The teams that are not quite good enough for the Premier League are playing. Leicester City, which has been in the Premier League, you know, before. They won it. 17, maybe. Like, they won. Incredible story. And Birmingham. And I think I want to talk about this later, maybe. Like, I love the idea of the second division. We've had the made the point over the years, like with the Sabres. And what if they got relegated? How would you feel the next year if then you had to sort of get to know the American Hockey League and the Sabres had to finish, you know, top four or something to get back to the NHL? And they had to beat, I don't know, one of those Western teams, Orange County or whatever it was, like to get back to the NHL. It'd be pretty wild. Some people would just ignore it. I think I would probably get into it. Maybe it'd be more interesting. Relegation is always great. Joining me now on the West Hur Hotline, the host of Bet Sweats on the BetMGM Network, Sam Panayotovich. Sam, look at you now. You wake up one morning and Sam's on FS1 after a college game, and then he's on Dan Patrick. You know what I do to step up your show?
You know what I'm doing right now in my glamorous life, Mike?
I couldn't imagine. No.
I'm filling out expense reports, which are the bane of my existence. It's my least favorite thing to do on planet Earth. I'm sitting here. I can do a lot of things quickly. It takes me 45 minutes to do one expense report. I'm ready to launch this computer out the window.
At least it means you're going places.
I guess. I'm taking trains to New York on Wednesday and coming back on Thursday. It's not exactly glamorous.
Okay. It's something. It's something that you're keeping track of so you can get reimbursed by the company. That's good. Well, what a great time of year. And, like, what else do I want to know about your, burgeoning career here? You were on after maybe Nebraska or Minnesota last night, Minnesota UB. What was the deal?
So we do Bear Bets with Chris Felica. It's Felica, Jeff Schwartz, who played in the NFL, and myself. And the show has been mostly podcasted for the last few years. They have decided, the digital side has decided, let's package the podcast on video and audio. So now we're on Apple, Spotify, YouTube, and then they've been able to sort of crank it where they can get it on TV format. So they splice up that 40-minute show we do and package it for TV now, which I didn't even know until last week. They didn't even tell us.
Oh.
So I was sitting at home and I was getting a bunch of texts about, hey, you're on TV. And I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm having a bourbon on my couch. And then we were on, I flipped the channel on and we were on. So it's cool. It's an exciting time. I love my weeks and I always have time for Chopin the Bulldog. I will say though, everybody likes me until I give a bad weekend. Like then everybody hates me. So it's a very polarizing time for me.
Yes, I'm sure that's right. Yeah, similar here. One day they came in and said, we're putting cameras in your studio. I'm like, oh, well, that'll be interesting. Let me, you know, talk to my people and see how that's going to change how, you know, how things go for me here. Like, no. You misheard me. We're putting cameras in your studio. So same kind of thing happened here. They, you know, they just tell you how it's going to work. Micah Parsons, Sam. So I caught some of your show today and I was on the air yesterday when it happened. And I went, maybe it was half an hour after it happened. I went to look at what kind of effect the trade had on the markets because I figured this would be one. I mean, this is one of those rare non-quarterback developments where I think people would act, you know, in terms of spreads and futures bets. I don't know what Green Bay was before the trade, but when I looked, they were the favorite in the NFC North. What were they before?
They were about 3-1, give or take. Some books had 280, some books had 325. They were consensusly priced about 3-1 to win the North. And the first thing you do, the first thing I do at least, when a big move happens, you watch the overreaction. And think about this. If you're a sportsbook director and the news hits the ticker. Well, actually, it hits Twitter first now. Then it hits the ticker on TV maybe 5-10 minutes later. But Twitter and X, so immediate. So that comes out, Adam Schefter puts the tweet out, and then people just log into their app and bet the Packers. So if you're in a sports book and you're, you know, say you're eating lunch and then all of a sudden you just get bombarded with Packers bets, you flip out of your chair and you shut the market off because something's up. And if you're not aware, you have to get up to speed. So the first book was actually BetMGM. They went from 3-1 to +170. Green Bay's now favored to win the North. And then every other book sort of got to the same number. One book has it even lower in Vegas, like +150, +155. But Micah Parsons has single-handedly made the Green Bay Packers the favorite to win the division and the co-second favorite to win the NFC. Seems a little much, doesn't it? So like line one is Philly. Okay, I'm there. And then line two has Detroit and Green Bay. Does that even sound right when I say that out loud?
I guess so. I mean, I think the game is determining whether it's a reaction or an overreaction. And I can appreciate like how you're laying it out that right away, the slappies, let me put it that way, Sam, in thinking back to my fantasy life here, the slappies are just going to run to the window and bet the Packers. But you're saying maybe it's not necessarily right to do that? I mean, isn't the point here to get good value?
That's the debate. If they win the division, you still have a good bet, but I don't think you have a great number. But that's sort of the bugaboo. That's the internal debate we have with ourselves. How much value are we willing to walk out the door and still be okay to bet it? You know, like it kind of changes. It's a moving target because this time last year, I remember being on the show and we were talking about Travis Hunter to win the Heisman. And he was 50-1 in the summer. He was 30-1 by week one. And then throughout the season, he just kept getting knocked down 20-1, 12-1, 8-1. And I remember telling you guys, I would still bet this at 8-1. Then he goes down to 4-1, 250, and then he's minus money at the end of the season. You know, it's all relative. I'm not betting Green Bay personally. I'll tell you that. I think it's different in a Heisman market when you can still get like Jaden Daniels 2 years ago was 30-1. Then he was 25. Then he was 18. And if you got a bad number, and I'm using air quotes around bad number, you still got a good number. You still got 18-1, and then he ends up winning the Heisman. Not betting the Packers, though. Is it weird that I just want to load up on Dak Prescott's stats now? Like, I'm looking at this in such a different way. I know the Cowboys are worse, but that means they're going to throw the ball more. And you look at his passing prop, it's moved a little bit, but not much. It's 38.75 at BetMGM. FanDuel has 39.50. Obviously, go over the little number. 38.75 is nothing in the NFL. And if he stays on the field, we know what Dak can do. I think he could throw the ball like 600 times this year, Mike.
Yeah.
And you have some of his stats. Here are some of his stats. His best years in the NFL, 49-02, 45-16, 44-49. This is a low number if he stays healthy. All he needs is 3,876 yards. You have CeeDee Lamb. You have George Pickens. You probably aren't going to run the ball, and you're going to be losing in a lot of games.
He'd have that.
I'm not even looking at Green Bay. I'm looking at Prescott.
He'd have that number every year if he didn't get hurt. Those other 2 years, like every year for the last seven, he would be able to clear that bar. I guess I feel like my MVP bet on him is probably dead, though.
They're the Bengals of last year. He's going to have huge numbers, but they're not going to win enough games.
Right. They need to win 12 games, you know, win the division to have a chance.
Good luck. Good luck.
Good luck. Yeah, I liked this idea with, I think we've talked about it too, even though you and I haven't been here together in like a month, but the idea of going over on Prescott, I liked it already. In fantasy, Sam, everybody loves him. You know, the addition of Pickens. Pickens is shooting up fantasy boards too, which is interesting, even without the trade yesterday. But wide receiver two in Dallas. People like Ferguson. Lamb's a top five pick every time, pretty much. So I think most fantasy players were already into this, and this just only helps the trade.
Which is funny because my wife, I told the story on the show this week. My wife was doing a fantasy draft.
Yeah.
And she's like, I don't know about Dak. The Cowboys stink. I'm like, that's the point. They're supposed to stink, and they're going to pass more. That's how you got to think about it. She goes, oh, I see what you're saying. There we go, babe. Get here.
This is why Chase – well, it's not really why. It's part of why Chase always goes one-on-one, because people think the Bengals defense is bad, and as good as he is, he has that, you know, so-called advantage – to it. So Chase Higgins, Burrow stacks are pretty easy and definitely prevalent. I didn't see the line move for Thursday night, though.
Yeah, it's about 7.5 at a couple places. So it did blow through the 7, which is the most key number in the NFL. I would argue 3 and 7 are equally as important. Some guys would tell you, some bookies would tell you 7's more important. I don't know, because games in overtime can land 6. So I think 3 is a smidge more important, but anyways, 3 and 7 are very important. It's now through 7. It was mostly 6.5, 7 before the trade, and now we've gone through that 7. The total moved up an eyelash, 46.5 to 47. Some books have 47.5, but not much movement on the total. That's a huge move, though, to go from 6.5 to 7.5, because 7 is a very important number.
Mm-hmm. Sam Paniatovich, Bet Sweats on the Wester Hotline. I'm Mike Shope. Bulldog is off today. He and I get rolling together again on Tuesday after Labor Day. So you already know this because I've told you, but I went to Louisville for the weekend. The casino where we drafted was actually in Indiana, right across the state line. And there it was, just popped right up on my app. Awards bets. So I did, on my way home, remembering that I was on borrowed time, being almost back into Kentucky, pull over, Sam, and you've probably done things like this in your life, pull over and made the Prescott bet, because I just remembered to do it before I crossed. And while I was there, I made the George Kittle bet that you and I talked about, Offensive Player of the Year. I mean, it's nuts. I was in a conversation with 4 or 5 guys explaining to them the bull case for Kittle and how, you know, at plus 1,500 or what, 15,000 it was, whatever it was, like why I did it. And I just got blank stares. You know, oh, well, he might end up getting more of target share in San Francisco with Debo gone and Ayuk hurt, and their schedule's real easy. And they're looking at me like they're thinking a tight end is going to win Offensive Player of the Year. I'm like, well, that's why the odds are the odds, but I did it.
He would be the first. I can confirm he'd be the first tight end.
Yes.
I don't hate a bet, though. As I say that, I do remember scolding you because you bet 150-1 and there was like a 250-1 in the market. At that point, though, I guess it's not that big of a deal,
no.
Although it is. Wink, wink.
It will be.
it has turned into a non-quarterback award. So basically what the league has turned into the last, I don't know, 6 years or so, the quarterbacks win the MVP, and then it's the position guys that win the offensive player. So let's go back to 2019, Michael Thomas, then Derrick Henry, Cooper Kupp, Justin Jefferson, Christian McCaffrey, Saquon Barkley. So it's been your most dominant, what would you call them, flex guys in fantasy?
Skill positions.
Yeah, sure, skill position guys. So the quarterbacks are now the MVP guys, and you know the list there. It's Mahomes, Burrow, Allen, Jackson, Jaden Daniels on line five, believe it or not. We're there, apparently. seems like a lot. I mean, to have Jordan Love at 20 and Jaden Daniels at 9 seems a little off. The math ain't math in there, but that's the hype on this kid in Washington, man.
Do you have a favorite or a couple of favorite individual awards bets of your own for this year?
Yeah, I was betting so much Jonathan Grenard, Defensive Player of the Year in Vegas, it made my head spin. I went into my coat pocket the other day and I was looking for a chapstick, and I pulled out a $100 ticket on Grenard to win DPOY to win 10 grand. I'm like, oh great, another one. I was just picking them off, man. I think I have like 5 of them floating around this house somewhere. So that's probably not going to win, understandably so. You're betting a thing at 100-1, it's probably not going to win. But I do think that's a top-3 defense this year, and Flores is going to blitz and blitz and blitz. They added Jonathan Allen. They added Hargrave up front. So I think their linebackers, Van Ginkle and Grenard, are going to have big years. But in terms of realistic bets that I actually believe can win, I bet Omarion Hampton, which we talked about 3 months ago. I mean, this is before Najee Harris blew off fireworks in his face. Now Hampton's like 7 or 8 to 1. We bet 15 to 1. And then OPOY, I'm all in on McCaffrey. Anything north of 20, I keep buying up. People keep telling me, oh, they don't have receivers. I'm like, they have Christian McCaffrey. Come on, give me a break. Yeah. So you're on Kittle, I'm on McCaffrey. Those guys are going to get fed like crazy this year. And that's what Kyle Shanahan does. He gets the ball to his best players. I'm hearing McCaffrey looks as good as he's been. So that might be a little hyperbolic, but remember, he did win this award 2 years ago.
Over Tyreek Hill, who was almost at 2,000 yards. Wasn't that the same year? Or yeah. Maybe that was the year before, but still.
He was unbelievable. He was unbelievable. And then, well, he always gets hurt. No, he doesn't. Don't be lazy. And then when you have people that say that, like I was actually on with Dan. You mentioned DP. And he's like, well, McCaffrey's always hurt. I'm like, Dan, he won this 2 years ago. And he said, yeah, well, he got hurt last year. And I said, yes, that's baked into the price, because Christian McCaffrey last summer was 6 to 1. Now he's 22 to 1, 25 to 1, because everybody is saying, oh, well, he always gets hurt. And that's all part of it. So I found myself on 3 players in markets: Grenard, defensive player, long shot; Omarion Hampton, offensive rookie; and Christian McCaffrey, offensive player of the year.
Don't you love the injury people? Like, don't you just want to have them – don't you want to just build a sports book and have them play at it, the injury people? You know, it's like you can't – there's no talking to them. There's no amount of evidence that will just sort of convince you, don't worry about this. And, yes, he can get hurt. So could Genty. Like, just don't worry about it. You just want to be able to play against those people somehow. It's hard to pull that off, but it'd be great to be able to do it.
You're right. I wish I could just one up with them all season. But here's the truth. I'm not betting players. I'm betting numbers. I would never bet Christian McCaffrey. Like last summer, the reason I bet Saquon Barkley, because Saquon Barkley was 25 to 1. Saquon Barkley is now 5 to 1 to win the same award. And I got a text yesterday. Hey, we like Barkley again? No, we don't. We're not betting 5 to 1. We want to bet 20 to 1 or higher. So you basically, in all these award markets, the perception, the love, the hype, it's all on the guys at the top. Anybody can take the guy on top. That's easy. Anybody can bet Joe Burrow MVP or Saquon Barkley offensive player. What I'm looking to do is buy the dip perceptionally on guys like McCaffrey, who was, again, 6 to 1 last summer, and now he's 22, 25 to 1. I wasn't betting 6, but I'll bet 22, 25.
Totally. Just a couple of minutes left with Sam Paniadovich. My alma mater-in-law tonight, Baylor against Auburn. My wife's excited. She knew about this game before I did, which if you knew us would maybe find that a little bit unusual, but I'm not always that up on college. Who do you like there, and who do you like in Texas, Ohio State?
I did not make a bet on Baylor. I know some guys, though, that bet Baylor +3. That number is now Baylor +1, wink, wink. So those guys got a good number. I have nothing on the game, but I do know some guys that did take +3 on Baylor. I find myself on the over in the Ohio State-Texas game. There's a 46.5 now, DraftKings and FanDuel. This number in the summer was 50.5. So it's moved 4 points, and it's gotten through that big key number of 47. Look, I know Zach's producing your show. I'm sure Zach is terrified about the Texas secondary against Jeremiah Smith and Carnell Tate, two NFL receivers. But also, Texas should move the ball, too. And Arch is going to run tomorrow. I think we're going to see a lot of big gains from Arch. Texas faces an Ohio State defense that lost 8 starters off its national championship team.
And possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
No, by the way, their defensive coordinator left Ohio State to go to Penn State. So I understand these are young quarterbacks and maybe inexperienced offensive lines, but there's NFL talent all over the field on offense, and I actually think these defenses are overrated. I'm over 46.5 Ohio State, Texas.
Who would leave Ohio State for Penn State?
Jimmy Knowles. Knowles would.
I say this as the son of an Ohioan, but who would leave Ohio State for Penn State? Wow, I mean, obviously somebody doesn't watch sports. one of my many fantasy teams, sort of bragging yesterday, Sam and Joe were asking me about fantasy, how many leagues is it? And I said the thing, and Joe referred to it later when you guys were talking about this, how, oh, no. Most of them are best ball. You don't have to do anything, you know, fine. But right after I said that, so why it's sort of easy is the slow drafts you enter are 8-hour clocks. And all I have to do is 2 or 3 times a day, like just sort of check in, make a few picks, and then move on. But yesterday they moved those to 1-hour clocks because the season is next week. And Sam, I mean, like, it's life on the wire now. Last night I was drafting, and every time I looked at my phone, I was on the clock in 4 more, and it's like 20 minutes left. So I was a little too cocky there because right now it's the pressure cooker.
I envision you, I don't know if there's any Spider-Man fans listening right now, I picture you're just like Doc Octopus with like 8 different arms, playing all these different phones, drafting all these different teams. I can't even imagine what you look like in the war room with all these things going on at once.
It's not pretty. You have your fingerprints on one of my teams, Rumhams. Just randomly,
oh, I love Rumhams.
Randomly naming teams, and the time we talked to you about Rumham, we decided to, you know, name a team that. And Sam, I like it. This is a team I just bought and then worked on. I'll have to decide Knicks or Fields next week. That'll be, you know, that's probably projections-wise pretty close. Genty, Jalen Warren, Flowers, Olave, Debo, Myers, Pearsall. Then two of the fun rookies, Kroski Merritt, Bashel Tutin. You know, I'm rooting for us.
I don't know who half those guys are. Can I give you my four picks my one draft?
Yes.
Can I give you my first four?
Yes, of course.
So this is a 12-player league. I had the sixth pick, snake draft. I went McCaffrey, Nico Collins, Terry McLaurin, Joe Burrow.
You started great. I feel like it's early on McLaurin and Burrow, but, you know. Nico at 207 is great. That's really good. McCaffrey, you know, you're bold enough to do it. No problem there. And McLaurin, who knows? I mean, maybe you'll put down the same year as last year, and you'll be loving it.
I had to go Burrow, though, because they started taking – Hurts went off the board. Allen went off the board. I laughed. Mahomes went in the third round. I love that. But I want to get my guy. I wanted Burrow because I had Burrow last year, and I did really well. So I'm bullish to a fault. I know what you guys say. You can't take a quarterback early. If it wasn't going to be Burrow, though, I wouldn't have taken a quarterback until like the 10th round.
No, that could have been good too. But you know your stuff. You do know who these players are too. Don't even try me on that. You don't know who Chris Olave is.
All right. I know Olave. You started saying Tootin or Putin, yes, or whatever you were saying. I have no idea.
That's fair. All right, Sam. Thanks for today. Enjoy your Labor Day weekend, and we'll talk next week.
I have to give you a best bet. I gave Bulldog Kansas last week. One won. I love Miami on Sunday night, +2.5 against the Irish.
Is that right? Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep.
Are they at home?
South Beach, baby. Get ready.
All right. Miami it is. Thanks, Sam.
See you.
Sam Paniatovic, Bet Sweats, weekday mornings 9 to noon on the BetMGM network. They do 10 to 11 live on Twitter now, and you can also always find their show like I do on YouTube. Next, Matt Waldman. Mike Schoep here, WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.